Number 24. Holy Trinity Column. Olomouc's Holy Trinity Column will take your breath away. It is the biggest grouping of Baroque statues in one sculpture in the whole of Central Europe. It is also the biggest plague column in Europe. It's twice as high as similar columns elsewhere. This huge monument is the most original work by the local artist Václav Render. Along with other Moravian artists, above all the sculptor André Zahner, he created a work which is unique both in its dimensions and quality of sculptural decoration. The column reaches a height of 32 meters. In the lower part there is a chapel, richly decorated in profiled ledges and pilasters. The sculptural decoration of the column consists of 18 saints, 12 torchbearers, and 6 reliefs showing semi-figures of the apostles. A statue of the Assumption of the Virgin Mary is placed in the central part of the column's shaft. The column is crowned by a statue of the Holy Trinity. The last two statues referred to were cast in copper and then gilded in the 1750s. The individual statues are life-sized. Notice how the figures, veiled in light airy drapery, and with lively expressions on their faces and corresponding hand gesticulations, are not overly burdened with Baroque dynamism. On the contrary, taken as a whole, Zahner's sculptural decoration creates a natural and harmonious impression. The Holy Trinity column was created at the initiative of the local master stonemason Václav Render. He directed and even financed the building from its beginning in 1716. Before his death in 1733, he managed to complete the first level and the interior chapel. Work on the column, involving many more craftsmen and sculptors, continued until 1754. Philip Zattler and André Zahner were among those who worked on the sculptural decoration of the column. When it was completed, it was blessed by the Bishop of Olomouc, Cardinal Troyer, in the presence of Maria Theresa and her husband Francis I of Lorraine. The Holy Trinity Column is a monument of world importance. It will not surprise you that it was added to the UNESCO World Heritage List in the year 2000.